The instant he arced below the surface of the filthy water, Remo extended his senses to their maximum. Momentum had already carried him partway downstream. He found Boo Boo farther ahead. The native's heartbeat was strong. He seemed to be clinging to something jutting from the smooth bottom of the aqueduct. The water was slick against Remo's skin. Trying not to think about what he was swimming through, he frog-kicked hard. Eyes screwed tightly shut, he shot through the water with the focus of a laser-guided torpedo. When his hand grabbed the Luzu native's collar, Boo Boo began to struggle viciously. The sharpened steel of his machete sliced through the water. Impatiently, Remo caught the blade, knocking it out of Boo Boo's hand. It shot to the surface. Remo pulled Boo Boo away from the twisted metal bar he'd been holding onto. With a kick, he tugged the native up through the weak current. The Luzu thrashed in his arms, only until they broke the surface and he was able to see who it was who had dragged him from the river bottom.
Master Remo!
Who the hell'd you think it was?
Remo had to help Boo Boo as they pulled themselves up the slippery stone wall.
And you've got a lot of nerve not being dead. Why'd you yell to me like that?
I was warning you of the man with the gun. And I did not know if the men would come in after me. They have killed Luzus before.
Don't tempt me.
Remo's body had automatically shut down his pores before he hit the water, but his clothes were a dripping mess. Boo Boo climbed to his feet beside Remo. A tear of the fabric at his shoulder showed where the bullet had grazed him. He was looking around the platform.
Oh my!
Remo tracked his gaze to the spot where F.U. Gudgel hung slack from the wall. Boo Boo hurried over to the dead East African. When he tried yanking his spear free, it failed to budge. Awed eyes searched for his missing machete. He found it half buried in the ceiling of the cavern. Remo walked over and yanked Boo Boo's spear from the wall.
Do you possess skills greater than the master of Shinanju?
Lesson number one. No one possesses skills greater than the master of Shinanju.
What does this mean, lesson number one?
Nothing. Let me get your steak knife.
Still on bare feet, Remo padded to the edge of the platform. The instant his toes curled over the edge, he launched himself forward. Spinning in air as he sailed across the river, he hit the far wall with the soles of both feet. Before gravity could take hold, he used his momentum to propel himself up the wall and around the broad arch of the ceiling. He plucked the machete from where it jutted at the apex and continued his sprint down the far side to where Boo Boo waited on the platform. When Remo presented him his blade, an amazed smile cracked the young native's dark face.
How is it possible for a man to do such things?
Give me 20 years and maybe I'll show you one day. For now, we should see what these guys were doing down here.
Remo nodded to Gudgel's body. At this, Boo Boo's expression became abruptly urgent. His amazement at Remo's abilities had made him forget why they were there.
There were two more. We must give chase.
You give chase if you want to. Thanks to your shit swan dive, they're long gone.
Remo picked up his shoes and headed down the tunnel. Boo Boo trailed behind. The native held his weapons in one hand, rubbing his injured shoulder with the other.
Don't fool around with that. As it is, you probably got typhoid fever and about 50 different kinds of ED.
They followed the clumsy footprints Gudgel and the others had made in the moss to the end of the tunnel. Down another short corridor, the prints stopped abruptly. Remo didn't need to see the nuclear device to know it was there. His body had detected the radiation leaking into the cavern before he and Boo Boo had even turned into the tunnel. Luckily, it wasn't bad enough yet to damage a body trained in Shinanju. The shiny silver bomb was tucked neatly away in a dank alcove at the tunnel's far end. As Remo stood in silent contemplation of the hydrogen bomb Deference's men had planted directly below the heart of Boxburg, Boo Boo stole up behind him. The Luzu native stared in wonder at the bomb casing.
What is it?
A nuclear bomb.
It was all suddenly clear. Deference ran the department that controlled East Africa's nuclear arsenal, and he had kept the bombs after they were supposedly destroyed. Either on his own or at Mandelbar's insistence, the defense minister had planted this bomb at the time when the most criminals would be in East Africa. Mandelbar and Deference intended to kill the very men they'd invited here, the criminals who were even now stirring from their restful night's slumber in fancy hotel suites far above Remo's head.
Should we not do something?
You're right. We should do something.
Master Remo?
But Remo didn't hear. He had already turned from both bomb and native. Rubbing tears of mirth from his eyes, he marched back down the tunnel. The sinister laughter faded in the distance.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.